Verse 8. But food does not bring us closer to God, for neither if we eat are we greater, nor if we do not eat are we lesser. Can you see how he again humbles their arrogance? After stating that not only these but all of us have knowledge, and that no one knows anything as they should know, and that knowledge inflates. Then having comforted them and said that this knowledge is not in everyone, and that weakness is the reason for these being contaminated, so that they might not respond. And what is it to us if knowledge is not in everyone? Why does so-and-so not have knowledge? Why is he weak? I mean, so that they might not retort in these words. He didn't immediately highlight that, for fear of the other's detriment, one should abstain. But first, not just hinted at him, he points out something more important. What then is this? That even if no one was harmed, nor any corruption of another occurred, even in this case, it wouldn't be right to eat. For the initial argument alone is futile, since the one who hears of another being hurt while he himself benefits is not likely to abstain, but rather he does so when he realizes that he himself gains nothing from the action. Therefore, he first establishes this point, saying, "But food doesn't bring us closer to God." Look how insignificant he makes what was thought to arise from complete knowledge. For neither if we eat are we greater, nor if we do not eat are we lesser, meaning we do not in any way fall short of others. So far he has implied that the thing itself is unnecessary and meaningless. For that which neither benefits when done, nor harms when left undone, must be unnecessary.